Activity 1, page 90. Listen and then read this dialogue. Rafiatou is the president of the Lions Junior High School English Club.
Dear friends, let me introduce you to Aiba, a former student at the school, who is now studying in the U.S. Aiba is going to share his experiences with you and answer your questions. So, a big welcome to Aiba. And now, please ask your questions.
Aiba, how long have you been abroad?
About 3 years.
What was it like to have all your courses in English? Was it easy?
Not really. I had to study English with a group of international students for one term before I started my studies in management.
But you were so good at English.
I had no problems in reading and writing, even in listening, when it wasn't too fast. But it took me some time to be able to have a fluent conversation with native speakers.
Have you had any problems?
Oh, yes. Traveling is really part of one's education. For the first time in my life, I have had to live alone, take care of myself, do my own cooking and cleaning, be fully responsible for my studies, manage my own bank account, and find small jobs to earn pocket money. That hasn't always been very easy.
And Aiba, do the people live the way we live here?
Well, cultures have common values and practices, but there are differences too, of course.
Can you give some examples?
Well, I have to respect the privacy of others. I can't meet people before calling them first, for instance. I also have to accept that people don't always greet you and that you don't need to greet them. I still find it hard to start a conversation without greetings.
Are you happy?
Yes, I am, so far. But I have had to adapt to the values of the new culture. I have realized that the education my parents and school gave me helped me a lot.
What do you mean?
I was taught to do my best to succeed, and to think of my family, my relatives, the neighbors, and the community. They would be ashamed if I failed or behaved badly.
I know there are more questions for Aiba, but the artists of the dance club are waiting to entertain us. I would like to say thank you very much to our guests and invite you all for the refreshments in the canteen.